Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. These ominous notes from the old TV series Dragnet cued viewers to the Los Angeles Police Department, headed by then-Chief William H. Parker. Since the 1960s, the LAPD has operated from the Parker Center, a downtown building named after the chief. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tells us why a proposal to keep Parker's name on the department's new headquarters drew controversy this week.
This is where I work. I'm a cop.
TV Sergeant Joe Friday's poker-faced image personified the real lifestyle of William Parker, LA's police chief for 16 years.
You're a cop, a flatfoot, a bull, a dick, John Law. You're the fuzz, the heat, you're poison, you're trouble, you're bad news. They call you everything, but never a policeman.
The model of just the facts, ma'am, and the structure and the uniform, and that is a carryover from Parker and how he established LAPD.
Ex-police chief Bernard Parks joined the LAPD in 1965, the year before Parker died on the job. As a current member of the city council, Parks proposed that police headquarters now under construction keep the name Parker Center.
Before he became chief, the city was one of the most corrupt cities in the United States. You could become a sergeant with several hundred dollars. You can buy your position. You could buy the lieutenant's position. He corrected all that in his era.
Park says his old boss professionalized the LAPD. He set up an internal affairs division and integrated black and white officers to patrol the city together. But many who lived in LA in those days remember a darker side of William Parker, a man who was quoted calling black folks monkeys and referring to Latinos from the wild tribes of Mexico. Here's a recording of Parker talking about LA's African American residents.
They came in and flooded a community that wasn't prepared to meet them, despite the fact that we got all this relief money going in there. We didn't ask these people to come here.
William Parker was a racist.
Political analyst Earl Afari Hutchinson says the chief's attitudes and policing style helped fuel the Watts riots in 1965.
When you heard Chief Parker talk, you heard crosses, white sheets, a hard-bitten Jim Crow plantation mentality. This man had total contempt for the African-American community.
This week you heard similar recollections from residents when the city council debated naming the new headquarters after William Parker.
He created a philosophy of it's us against them. The us was the police department. The them was the citizenry.
My theos, when they used to see a black and white, used to run and hide behind the house.
They would come in the neighborhood and everybody would scatter. But it's not like that today.
That last comment from City Councilmember Herb Wesson echoed many others who said today's LAPD is far more community-oriented, less abusive than in the old Dragnet days.
This is the city.
Even the police department's harshest critics praise the current chief, William Bratton, for transforming the LAPD.
Did you ever see Joe Friday ever put his arm around a victim? Just the facts, ma'am. The police department of the Parker era was, and he coined the phrase, the thin blue line, was the idea, leave us alone, we'll take care of business. That's certainly not how we look at policing today.
The city council sidestepped a decision on naming the new Parker Center and referred it to a committee. So when LAPD's new building opens this summer, it'll simply be called Police Headquarters. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.